It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is supplying all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. If you remember, last time we learned about the ministry of the Old Testament and the ministry of the New Testament. The Old Testament ministry is dying or is dead because it was not spiritual. New Testament ministry is started by the Spirit of God, and that ministry is life-giving. And so we learn a little bit what the Aaron and his children were doing this ministry. As you know, Aaron's ministry was like a permanent priesthood, and nobody, as I said earlier, nobody can be priest. Only Aaron's family can be priest. But when Jesus Christ came and he talked to his disciples and taught to them, and one day Peter asked Jesus Christ a question. He said, I left everything and we followed you. What we are going to get? What Jesus Christ says, whatever you left, you'll get hundredfold. Plus you get eternal life. And not only that, you will be ruling with me when I come back and have my kingdom. You will be the kings and priests. And when somebody reads that, the Old Testament person or the Jewish person, they might be thinking, how can Jesus Christ give his disciples the priesthood? The priesthood belonged to Aaron, and no one can do the priest's job. It was proven in the Old Testament. If other person says I can do, and God prove it to them, you cannot do, only Aaron can do, and his sons. But here Jesus Christ gives the promise that you are going to be a priest and kings. So how is it going to change? Not only one time, I see at least 3-4 times Jesus Christ gave this promise. We read that Matthew chapter 19, verses 27 to 30, he gave the promise that you will be with me kings and priests. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26 and 27, he says, if you are overcomer, and then you will be reigning with me, and Father has given me this authority, I will give it to you. Revelation chapter 3, verse 12, he says, you will be the pillar in the temple, and you will be some special kind of person in the temple. That means temple worship, you are to be priest. Jesus Christ called the high priest, and we are called the priests and kings, because Jesus Christ is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Now let me tell you about the Old Testament little bit ministry. In the Old Testament, king has to do king's job. Priest has to do priest's job. Prophet has to do prophet's job. King Saul started doing the priest's job. Samuel told him, wait and I'll do the sacrifice. And he went ahead of Samuel because Samuel was led and he did the sacrifice. That means he was a king. He thought, I have authority, I can do anything. But Samuel told him, you did wrong thing. And he said, well, I did the right thing. He says, what God needs? Obedience, not the sacrifice. And so his kingdom was gone because he did the priest's job. So the point I'm making, in the Old Testament, king cannot do the priest's job, priest cannot do the king's job, and a prophet cannot do the king's job. But Jesus Christ came into this world as a prophet, as we learn in the last hour. But here we see, when Jesus Christ came, he had three ministries. He came as a prophet, and he finished the prophet's job. He died on the cross of Calvary, and he finished all the laws and the plan of salvation. He rose again, and he went to heaven. And the word of God says he took his own blood and entered into the most holy place in heaven. As we know, when God told Moses to make the tabernacle, you can read that in book of Hebrews chapter 8, he says, make the tabernacle according to the pattern I'm showing you. And so this pattern, he gave the heavenly pattern. That means there is a tabernacle in heaven. And so he gave the pattern and Moses made the tabernacle. Now we learn today, if you read the book of Hebrews, we learn that Jesus Christ is in heaven and he is our high priest. How come he became a high priest? Because the word of God says in a book of Hebrews, you have to read the whole chapter, Hebrews chapter 7, 11 to 28. In this chapter, Paul explains that the old priesthood is gone. That priesthood is not working because each priest has to die and then another priest comes and is going in a circle, but that is not the will of God. God says, they did not make any oath to be priest. They were just given the priesthood because they are coming in the Levite's family. But in the book of Psalm 110 verse 4, it says God has given the priesthood to his son Jesus Christ. And that priesthood like a Melchizedek. That means there is no beginning, no ending. And this priesthood will be forever. And Jesus Christ became an eternal high priest. And Jesus Christ was not in the Levite's family. And so the Israeli people or Jewish people or rabbi will say, who gave you the authority to be priest? How can we call Jesus Christ as a priest? But if you read the Hebrews chapter 7 verses 11 to 28, Paul explains very well why Jesus Christ is qualified to be a priest. He says he was not Levites and he came from Judah, and there was no prophecy about Judah that it will be priest coming from him, and God did not approve that Judah will bring the priesthood. But God says, God ordained, God made an oath that Jesus Christ will be his son will be the priest, and that priesthood will be from eternity. And so from that we know Jesus Christ's priesthood is unchangeable priesthood, and the Jesus Christ priesthood for eternity. So what happened with that authority? Jesus Christ said, all authority is given to me and I give to you. So that means he had the power and authority to pass it on to his disciples. That's why all the disciples were not Levites. All the disciples, they were Jewish, but they were not Levites. And if you remember in Matthew chapter 19, he gave the promise to his disciples that you will be the priest and kings. And you have to read in that chapter, he says, it will happen to many. First will be the last and last will be the first. It will happen to many. That means there is not only 12 apostles will go into rule, 12 tribe of Israel. If you remember, one apostle, Judah Iscariot, he died. So there was a gap. So they have to choose another man. We don't see anything what he did. But the point I'm making, if you come to the book of Ephesians chapter 4, the word of God says there are many prophets, many apostles, and many teachers and many preachers. How it happened? Because according to the word of God, it said there will be many. So today, they have many prophets, many teachers, and many pastors, and many apostles. So we will have turn to rule the children of Israel, not only in millennium, but in the eternal kingdom. Because it says so. If you read the verses I gave it to you in the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and chapter 3, it says we will be working on this earth as well as in heaven. And Revelation chapter 20, verse 6, if you read, it says we will be reigning with him as a kings and priests. So Jesus Christ has the authority. He says, this authority was given to me. And if you read in the book of Psalm chapter 2 verse 8 and 9, Jesus Christ was the one going to rule people with a rod of iron. But in Revelation says, if you are overcomer, you will do the same. Whatever the authority I have, I'll give it to you. And as I said earlier, St. John chapter 14 verse 12, he says, whatever the miracle I did, whatever the work I did, you can do also, and you can do greater. That means he has passed it on to us. We were not qualified to be a priest. We were not even Jewish people, we are Gentiles. But God has called us, and he said, O heavy laden, come unto me, and I will give you rest. And he says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, whosoever. And if you want to serve the Lord, this is the greatest opportunity. You are called to serve the Lord. The Word of God says, many are called, but few are chosen. When you want to serve the Lord, you wait upon the Lord. Get saved, be baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit, and ask God to give me all the gifts so I can serve you. And I guarantee you, God is not partial. He can use anyone. If he can use the donkey, he can use you. But once you are born again children of God, we don't have to think about the Old Testament people and the Old Testament ministry. Our ministry is glorious. Our ministry is perfect ministry. The Word of God says we are preparing the bride. What kind of bride? We will be learning someday about the church. But the Word of God says in Ephesians chapter 5, God is preparing the church without wrinkles and without a spot. That's the kind of church we should be preparing. If you read in a book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and starting from verse 9, Paul gives an example. He says, I am the wise master builder, and I'm building on the rock, which is Jesus Christ. And he says, there are many people are building. And how they're building? They're building with the hay, they're building with the stubble or the wood. But he says, and some building with silver and gold and precious stone. So that means so many people are building the church. Do you know that there are people who do not go and study the Bible and do not understand the will of God and the doctrine of Jesus Christ? They are saying, don't preach the doctrine. Just preach the simple salvation message. Without the doctrine of Christ, without the teaching of Christ, without the teaching of the Word of God, we cannot go to perfection. So the Word of God is saying, God has called us to do the perfect work. If you read in Ephesians chapter 4 and starting from verse 11, you can read the whole chapter. It says God has given these people, fivefold of people, to edifying the church. Make the church perfect for the soon coming of Jesus Christ. So you should have that kind of calling. Don't settle to make the church faster, mega church, because you can build the church on the sand and can be faster. Jesus Christ gave an example. One man built a house on the sand and one man built on the rock. When the rain and wind came, the sand was completely gone and destroyed. And the house was built on the rock. The rain or the storm was not able to destroy. Jesus Christ is the rock. We should build our church on the rock. Paul says in that chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, he says, if somebody builds that kind of church, their work will be completely burned down. And the people get that thing and say, God is going to judge us on Bema. No. We don't have to wait for that. We do the right kind of job. We don't want our work to be vanished away, our work to be burned out. We want to bring the people for salvation, water baptism, Holy Spirit, holy living, and ready for Christ's coming. We cannot just say, okay, now you heard the gospel, go to church next Sunday. Where should you go? You cannot go to church where the full gospel is not preached. They will die spiritually. You remember Jesus Christ gave the example of the sower sows the seed. The seeds fall on the pathway. The birds came and took the seed away. Some seed fell on the rocky ground. The growth came a little bit and choked the growth. And then some fell on the thorny ground, and the growth came up to the thorn, and that burned out. What Jesus Christ was saying, some people, when receive the word, the cares of this world, and thinking about the trouble going on this world, and fear and anxiety and all of these things comes to their heart, and they give up, and they die spiritually. The word of God is the seed of God. The seed sown is the word of God. The word of God says we are born again by the seed of God. Jesus Christ is the seed of God. Once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are born again child of God. There the growth starts. Just like you plant the seed. And if the seed doesn't get the water or sunshine, it starts going where the sunshine is. The same way when you are born again, you should be searching more to grow. You should know what should I do? I want to be baptized. Don't get baptized from somebody, the person who doesn't believe in water baptism, the person is not born again, person is not filled with the Holy Spirit, a person is not serving the Lord. If you take the baptism from that person, your spiritual life will be doomed. Not because you have to take baptism, you can call anybody and take the immersion baptism. There are some people say, oh, I took my own immersion baptism. Doesn't work that way. You have to know the truth. And you have to know how we can grow spiritually. So the word of God is saying, I'm telling you in a nutshell, we started that the plan of God for the mankind, and we learned the creation of man, creation of angels, and what God has done in our life. Our life is more precious in the sight of God. I'm not telling the Old Testament people, they are going to be doomed. They have their chance in the millennium. When Jesus Christ is coming, in the tribulation, there will be more trouble for the Old Testament people. They will be hitting on their chest and saying, Messiah, we pierce you, please forgive us, and come. And then Jesus Christ will come. And that's the time God will make a new covenant with those people. But now, the God has made a new covenant with us with Jesus' blood, and Jesus Christ has cleansed us with his precious blood. We are belong to him. And so if anybody, Jewish man, Hindu man, or a nominal Christian man, he cannot go to heaven without the blood of Jesus Christ or receiving Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. Some people are saying, oh, I have a Jewish friend and I help them to build the synagogue. I help the rabbi and give them money. And so what? He said, oh, in the Bible somebody did like that. And so I want to do the same way. If I help the Abraham's people, God will bless me. That's true. We can give to hungry people food and beggar food and don't give them the gospel. They're not going to go to heaven because they got the food from the church. It is our duty to tell anybody, you are not going to go to heaven without Christ. Christ is the only way to heaven. Christ is the only one gives life. Christ is the only one gives you resurrection. Without Jesus Christ, there is no salvation, no ministry, nothing we can do. Without Christ, we are simply nothing. So my point is, if you have a Jewish friend, tell them, today you have to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But in the millennium, you will be blessed, because Paul says in a book of Romans chapter 9 and 10 and 11, if you read, he says all remnants will be saved. God is going to save the children of Israel, but not today. Today they have to come as you and me believe Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So if you have a Jewish friend, if you have a Hindu friend, if you have a nominal Christian friend, tell them. Jesus is the answer. We don't have to be ashamed. St. Paul says in Romans chapter 1 verse 16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because that gives you power of God to reach out to tell others. If you are afraid, just be born again. God will give His own Spirit, His own power, and the Holy Spirit, and you will be doing the dynamic things. I'm serving the Lord since 1956, and God is doing signs and wonders and miracles. I don't go to any doctor. I'm not against any doctor, but I call upon Jesus. Jesus is my Savior, He's my healer, He's my deliverer. The Word of God says in book of Isaiah chapter 53, if you read first 6 verses, He says He came, He died on the cross of Calvary, and with His stripes we are healed. When I heard that, I thought when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior to forgive our sins, why cannot I receive Jesus Christ as my healer? With His stripes, I'm healed. Some research is done, and they said there are 39 categories of sickness and disease. And Jesus Christ took 39 stripes on His back. And so each and every disease comes in these 39 categories. That means Jesus died for every sickness, every disease in the world, and coming another new diseases. Jesus Christ's blood is sufficient. With His stripes, we are healed. I have a good news for you. Don't go after the dead ministries. Don't go after dead gods. Now, there are so many religion in the world. I cannot give every name of the religion, but major religion. The Buddhist religion, the founder of the Buddhist religion, he was just the ordinary, the king's son. He could not find God, and he says, I'm tired of looking for God. So he sat under the tree and he said, Buddhiyam Sharanam Gacchami. That means I'm going to surrender my life to my thoughts and my wisdom, and that is my God. And he says, there is no other God. And so the people today in Japan, China, India, and Vietnam, and some other countries, they're worshipping this Buddha God, but he is not God. He didn't find God. In India, there are so many gods, but not a single god gave their life for mankind. And even if somebody gave their life was not holy and pure. Jesus is the only pure and holy God who gave His pure blood, innocent blood, for mankind. So, without the shedding of the pure and innocent blood, there is no forgiveness. So, I would like to challenge you. Just read the Bible, study the Word, and you will see our God is a great God. His plans are great plans for us. I have made so many CDs about the blood of Jesus Christ, about the born again, about the Holy Spirit, holy living, and water baptism, and different kinds of study. The point I'm making, my job is to teach the believers and bring them to perfection. Today, no, some people are not teaching. They are not even talking about this repenting, or they are not talking about the confessing the sins. They want mega churches to come and just be as you are, and you don't have to even confess your sins. Peter said it, Paul said it, John the Baptist said it, Jesus said it. Repent! The kingdom of God is at hand. So, dear friends, I'm giving you a challenge. If you are a nominal Christian and you never learn about the salvation plan or the water baptism or the Holy Spirit, please go to our website. Our website is called icfradio.org. And there is another website called jesusistheanswer.info. There is all kinds of teaching. We loaded there Matthew to Revelation and Old Testament teaching, as well as all topical studies. Everything is free. We don't have to pay anything. And if you don't have a television or you don't have a internet, just call us. Our number is on the screen. Just call us. We will send you the hard copy. And we will not charge you anything. Simply if you say, I'm sending some money for shipping and handling, and that's all. God is supplying all our needs. I believe that God has started a good work in us, and He's going to complete it. The Word of God says, just shall live by faith. I'm a child of God, I'm living by faith, and God is blessing us. So the point I'm making, all these studies and the future study is based upon the Word of God to make you perfect in Christ Jesus. Let me give you a chance to call upon Jesus. Just pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. I want to follow you. I want to give my life to you. I want to be baptized immersively. I want to fill with the Holy Spirit. And give me a calling. I want to serve you. So pray from your heart. And God will give you guidance to follow him. Say, Jesus, I am ready to follow you. Give me grace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, this prayer, if you prayed, that means you are a child of God. Your sins are forgiven and forgotten. And your name is written in heaven. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. All these listeners, all the people watching on TV, give them grace to call upon you. Bless them. Supply their needs. If there is someone sick, afflicted, right now, touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. And let them know that God has started a good work and he's going to complete it. In Jesus' name I pray and I call it done. Thank you for watching. I'm so grateful to you that you're listening to the Word of God. I need your help. You can see we are doing this poorly. The smaller cameras and not perfect light. But your help and God's grace, we will do it best. Thank you.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.